D-Box Radio. I'm Maxine Margaret Rubin, and this is The Many Shades of Green. There is little doubt that climate change is greatly affecting our environment, especially the weather. Reverend Billy and the Church of Earthalleluya moved to get this message out by taking action to stop polluters from adding toxins to the land, air, and water. The church is a performance art company dedicated to promoting activism in order to effect positive change in areas of social justice and the environment. We find Reverend Billy in great theatrical form, building a powerful case of the dangerous effects of global warming. We are clearly not treating Mother Earth with respect, and she is lashing back at us through powerful hurricanes, tsunamis, earthquakes, and more. So here is Reverend Billy at the Historic Theater 80 on St. Mark's Place in New York City with his tale of Teenage Tornado Rebellion.
Are we at a point where we have to start, making a judgment about how absurd the world we live in has become? Finally, at what point? If not now? In the Church of Earthalleluya, we think the message is coming to us that the time is now, and that message is coming to us from the earth. It's coming from the earth. Every week there's another disaster of unprecedented scale. There were in April 600 tornadoes on the continental United States. In that 30-day period, 600 tornadoes, some of them a mile wide. I grew up out there on the prairie. I don't remember that they were a mile wide. They were like, you know, Elvis, you know, they were narrow, you know. A year ago, there were 110 tornadoes in the month of April. That's 5.5 times as much. And yet, in the descriptions of these tornadoes, in much of the reporting that comes to us, those tornadoes were regarded something like 600 juvenile delinquents. They did awful things, but they were so young that they can't be taken to court. A little bit like that. The earth was quickly, like in all these disasters I've noticed, the earth becomes demoted. The earth becomes not a player, not an actor in the story. Because you start having the human interest stories, right? You start having the heroes. You start having the victims. And you have these little tabloid depictions, little, this is what it was like in Tuscaloosa that afternoon. Not that that's not important, of course it is, but the earth, if the earth is considered an inanimate object, and if these disasters are considered only accidental, it won't occur to you to promote the earth into the story. The earth won't win that audition. The earth will become the background. And the next time it's not the background is the next time a 40-foot tall wave hits your coast. That's the next time it's not the background. But give human beings a few days or weeks, and that 45-foot tall wave will become some kind of, you know, Andy Warhol depiction of a 45-foot tall wave. And after a while, it's not threatening you so much. But it's happening every week somewhere, children. If we have an approach to living where the earth is simply the weather is technical, why were there 600 tornadoes? Well, because the air coming off the Gulf of Mexico is 1 degree warmer now on average, and there's 4% more moisture carried in it. There it is. There's the Cartesian reduction. There's the arithmetic of the 600 tornadoes. And the cold air comes off the top of the Rockies, and you have almost six times as many tornadoes as you had last year. That's the explanation. If you stop there, that's where we stop. If you stop there, you're going to stay hypnotized. You're going to stay a consumer. Because a product is going to come up and it's going to have all kinds of flashy, sexy, here's your status, here's your youth, here's where you get laid, here's your wealth, here's your, you know, products outduel the earth. The earth, it's just a technical thing. Well, that's the way it happened because of that, and then, well, then that happened, and then the arrow didn't get down to the, you know, and then the high pressure. And but what we're trying to do here, what we're trying to, we're trying to self-induce, and we're trying to ask you to help with our instant post-God religion here. Amen. a bunch of raving agnostics trying to go on a nature hike together here in the middle of New York City. Oh yeah, that makes sense. We're asking you to be a radical American again. And this time, let that radical Americanness take the form of feeling that the earth is alive. The earth is a living being. The earth doesn't multiply and replicate a series of identical products or a series of identical patriots. The earth is always dynamic. It's always moving, always mysterious. The soul is coming off of these chairs. The spirit is coming into the air. We're not going to figure it out tonight. We're not going to have the arithmetic tonight. But I'm feeling it inside my body. Amen. Do you feel it too? When you let the earth be alive, then those 600 tornadoes are not mechanical anymore. They're not underage delinquents anymore. They are expressions. They are statements. They are songs. And yes, there's a dark side to the earth, because a lot of people died. But the earth has got to be respected. Has got to be respected for being jazz, for being sex. For being, what can we take from our own life that reminds us of the earth? When is the earth in our lives? You know, when your tongue is down my throat. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, earth. That's what earth comes down to in the city sometimes. Sex. 600 tornadoes. What is that statement? When suddenly you have a stranger in your backyard sitting up with his back against the tree, and he's dead, and he flew 100 miles to be there. The earth did that. Whoa! That's going to make you sit down yourself next to that dead person and think a little bit. What am I doing to the earth? What am I doing to this earth? Those 600 tornadoes, they have not been discussed as if they are something that we made happen. The earth is not supposed to be responding to us as a result of 600 tornadoes. And the tsunami and the hurricanes, they aren't really discussed as if we have anything to do with it. They're not discussed as if the earth is talking to us because of us, because of something we did. And children, our CO2 emissions are increasing every week. And we're in the shadow of big banks all around us. In this city, that are moving hundreds of millions of dollars are going to those coal companies from here, and we let it happen. Are we going to go into those banks and start singing songs? Are we going to go into those banks and give some of the people that work there some information about what their money is doing? We in our research, we went to the UBS Bank, the top financier of mountaintop removal in the world. We went to the UBS Bank, you know where it is, Radio City Music Hall right there. Amen. On 6th Avenue. We went in there and we started talking to people as they came out for lunch. Nobody knew about mountaintop removal. Bless their soul. They have no idea what they're doing, sitting in front of the computers all day, moving those pixels around. Only the people at the very top, at the very top of the 16th, up on the 16th floor, next to that helicopter that takes them back to Connecticut. Oh, they are the only people that know. Amen. Hallelujah. We've got to start connecting with the people in our own community. What are we doing to the earth? What are we doing to our own lives? What are we doing to the air, the water, the ground we walk on? How do you expect to live if the physical systems of the earth become degraded? And we have no idea how fast it's happening. Because you know what? It's beyond our arithmetic. It's beyond anything, any computer model. We don't know. It's just that every week the earth is giving us another disaster that's unbelievable. Children, we've been consumers for a long, long time. And we're all like middle management in the UBS. We have trouble knowing what we're causing to happen. How do we know? How do we find out? You know, we just have to march up to each other and tell each other. We should just start doing the research and just look at the earth. Look at the earth. It's amazing. We're standing there. That's where we are. And for a second, I thought it was a separate thing. I thought it was a disco ball. No, that's us. That's us. That's us. That's us. That's kind of it. It is like sex. You know, it's that moment when you're making love, when you realize, it's us. You know what I mean? And all the culture breaks away, and it's just like, yeah, it's us. You know, that moment. Or a moment in great music. James Brown is bearing down. You got that great music going on. And there's that moment. There's that moment. Oh, it's us. We're really here. We're really here. That's what we've got to do with the earth. We've got to walk up to each other and say, we really live here. We're breathing this air together. Well, this is our water. These are our children. And this is what that bank is doing. Look, here it is. Let's read it together, slowly. Let's take it into our bodies. Let's have that moment come into us. And then what we do as a result, maybe it can be what they did in Tahrir Square. We have got to do that here. Somehow, we've got to break out of our consumerism. Somehow. How do we do it? Somehow. The earth is calling out to us. Earth-a-luia. 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 Gonna break out. Gonna do it with you. Gonna do it with you. Gonna touch you. Gonna break out. Gonna touch. Gonna break through the veil. Break through that con job. Break through and touch each other. Be honest with each other about what is happening where we live. And try to save each other's lives and the lives of our children. And then do radical things. Do the things that radical Americans have done, who risked their lives so that we could be free. We will have to do that too. Some of us will have to die. Some of us aren't going to be that person sitting up in that tree that flew 100 miles. Some of us are not going to make it. But we've got to live on this earth. We have to be life in service to life. Life's responsibility. Vengeance is conservative. Vengeance is old. Forgiveness and gratitude is radical. Let's have a better week next week. Let's start living. Start living. Live-a-luia. let's pledge to break through. Mother Earth. Amen. Amen.
In our church, it's only 45 words long. It's so powerful. It's all in one sentence, amen. It's a miracle. One sentence with five freedoms. Walk with these 45 words into your local city park and holy America. All the logos and cops. back away.
We're here talking with Savitri D and Reverend Billy Talon, and we're talking about things such as civil disobedience and...
Well, Reverend Billy had a teacher named Sidney Lanier, who was a reverend himself, an Episcopalian priest, who essentially talked Billy into portraying, embodying this character, Reverend Billy. And I know Billy could probably talk a little bit more about his initial response to that, which was quite negative, you know, having come from a Calvinist background and fundamentalists and, oh God, please, no religion. Ah. So even as a parody, it was shocking to you. Is that right, Billy?
I didn't want to be involved.
But I think that coincided. Maybe you could just talk a little bit about Times Square.
Well, Sidney mentored me, and I started going along with it. He took me to amazing church shows. He taught me how to turn off the content and just appreciate the instrument of preaching, which is an American vocal form, you know, like the blues. And he also taught me that Americans create their meaning, we create our meaning out of Bible stories. The Christians and the Jews, but also a lot of secular people do.
Subconsciously,
accidentally.
It's how we make meaning, it's how we understand the trajectory of a story.
So as a political person, I became more and more interested in impacting those stories at the stem and root of how Americans make their meaning. And after much discussion, we traveled east from California, Sidney and I together. This is in the late 90s. 96. And Sidney put me in front of the Disney store in Times Square, and I became a sidewalk preacher. And we created we created the Disney company as a Bible story. Mickey Mouse is the Antichrist, my child. And I'm trying to drive away the tourists. And gradually people came up and started talking to me about the sweatshop history of Disney, their aggression against children and their sense of wonder. And then eventually Savitri came into the program, and then we started creating a choir.
I think we're theater refugees, both of us. I think we came up in the theater, and we saw at a certain point that the theater had become so depoliticized and so institutionalized, and had really become a career track. And I think that coincided with some the birth and the growth and the synthesis of the anti-globalization movement and a lot of social justice movements in this country, and those things sort of came together in a really perfect way for us to create this alternative performance community, this radical performance community that you saw the other night, which is a group of people from all over the world, many races, many ages, all kinds of education,
genders,
class, who share some values. And we don't share all values, and sometimes people come in, they don't really know what the values are, and then they discover their own values. But I think it's safe to say that at this point we are a living, breathing community, and that we are... fascinated and committed to uncovering our elemental stories, like Billy was saying, these basic narratives in us. How will we talk about the earth now? How will we talk about the earth? How will we make meaning out of what's happening around us? How can we look at things and say, I can do something about this. I can have a relationship with this instead of just blocking it out.
So how has the birth of your daughter affected your ideologies? Are you teaching her? Is she teaching you? How is that working?
Thank you. It's mutual. Or it's, what's the word for mutual when it's three of us teaching each other? Tritual.
Tritual.
I think the Church of Earth Alleluia did more or less shifting from the anti-consumerism of the Church of Stop Shopping to the Church of Earth Alleluia, in which anti-consumerism is still so important, but well, there's a positive note in Earth Alleluia. There's humor and there's celebrating the earth. Stop Shopping is you're leading with the phrase in which stop that. So that approximately comes from the arrival of this angel.
Well,
Lena.
Yeah, we didn't plan children. It was sort of a wonderful surprise, and so in that sense, it's we didn't have expectations. You know, it's just wow, look at this.
We didn't plan for global warming either.
I mean, obviously, it's unspeakably moving to have a child come into your life because you see things in this really innocent way all of a sudden, and so things that you were used to looking at suddenly become new again. So that always changes your perspective as an artist or a maker of things, and also as a political person, I think. You suddenly realize how bad it is. You're like, whoa, it's really... I mean, we knew it was bad, but it's also, I think, made us just more fundamentally radical, like the sense that we have to spend the rest of our lives doing every single thing we can. And I didn't expect that I would be more radical. I thought I was as radical as I could be, but here I am every day, I think, more radical. I think part of the surprise of Lena in our life is, at least I can speak for myself, is that it's made me aware of myself as an animal. I mean, I've never felt like such an animal before. I never really felt like an animal. I always knew I was a mammal, and I knew I was related to other mammals like dolphins. And, you know, I had that whole train of thought. But it's been amazing to actually feel like an animal and have... So that's been great, because suddenly I'm on the earth in a much different way. And it's a little bit hard to explain. I know it sounds a little cuckoo, but...
no.
But
no.
It's just... Really, so when I talk
You're an animal, aren't you?
I talk about other species, you know, I have a different understanding of what that means, and I really I just feel much more connected to my fellow animals. I don't.
Amen. Amen.
The Fox Radio.
Thank you for joining us for the Many Shades of Green, our show that encourages you to be gentle with the earth. Listen to the show on your smartphone, tablet, laptop, or desktop by going to our site, bboxradio.com. We encourage you to come visit us at the Decal Market in downtown Brooklyn and be a part of the Bbox community. Maxi and Margot Rubin, please join us again next time.
Online at bboxradio.com.